Hello, is this
Blog Talk Radio?
Good afternoon, everybody. Just as we promised, we have veteran music producer Dub J in the studio with us. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic myself. And so we want to jump right into your interview, and I wanted to ask you, what age did you begin to have an interest in music?
Oh, wow. I mean, the interest in music probably started when I was probably about, you know, on the music DJ production side, probably around 16 years old. And then I got real into it, you know, in the, it was like the late 90s when I really started producing records.
And when you, who would you say would be one of your greatest icons that you look up to in the music business?
I mean, that stands. I mean, in terms of production and stuff like that, you know, Primo and, you know, Dr. Dre definitely is a huge one. Even Swizz Beatz, are, you know, on the production side growing up of, you know, who I was looking up to. Absolutely. And then on the music side, you know, entertainment, entertainer and whatnot, I mean, you can't not love, you know, an artist like Michael Jackson, for example.
That's awesome. And what is some of your greatest highlights of your career?
I mean, great highlights for me, to be honest, you know, 20 years of being in this game, you know, producing records for 20 years is a win in itself. But the big one, I think, for me, you know, awards and all that stuff is cool. But, you know, just this last year, you know, pulling together a record, that's the first time it's been done in Canada where we had four generations of artists on one record from different neighborhoods all coming together. You know, to speak on a record that was addressing, you know, major, major gun problems in the city of Toronto. And for that record, you know, with the city of Toronto rallying behind it, to bring that record to number one on iTunes, that one's probably one of the big ones for me in terms of, you know, what I've done in 20 years.
And speaking of all the things that you've done, you know, in the music business with your career, do you have any regrets?
I don't have so many regrets. It's just I wish I knew some of the things that I know now when I was younger, you know, like how important, you know, the networking and fostering relationships are, because they will. What, it can be 20 years later, those relationships, you know, those people will come around again. So fostering relationships from early on, I think, is just it'll make your life a lot easier in the music business if you have, you know, have good relationships with everybody from day one, and you'll be, you know, you'll be in a good spot in the long run.
That's awesome. And let me ask you, where are you touring right now?
I mean, right now we can't tour right now out here. Like, we're a little different than what's going on in the States. You know, Canada's still pretty locked down. Toronto is just starting to open up, and then where I'm living right now, just about 45 minutes outside of Toronto, we're actually still on full lockdown for another 2 weeks. So we're anticipating, though, you know, when things start to open up, you know, starting to get back into that, and, you know, all the artists that I'm working with are really eager to get going and touring again and stuff like that. So we'll be getting back to it, you know, hopefully within the next month.
And let's talk about your new projects. What do you have new that's hitting the airwaves?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Wish I Could thing's still going strong, and we're still in the media with Wish I Could. That record's still going strong, and that's the record with, you know, Maestro Fresh West, Jordan, JD Era, Bizloke, Turk, Roni, and Jellystone, all eight out of Canada. I did also, however, drop a record, you know, 2 weeks ago, brand new record called Diamonds with a new artist out of Toronto, a girl, Castilla. That's doing really well. That record actually charted to number 5 on iTunes. I think number 67, top 100 of all genres, but number 5 hip-hop record on iTunes, which is great news. Just a, you know, just good to get new artists and break new artists, and to see that happen with her is exciting. So we have that out right now, and then I'm working right now as well on getting my album together and getting that out before the summer's end.
And let's talk about your production. Do you do all your production?
Yeah, so everything, yeah, like that's my main thing is on the production side. So, you know, I handle 100% of the production.
So if I have a few inboxes that are coming in with questions, and they're some of the questions that they – well, one of the questions that we have from one of our listeners is if someone wanted to actually contact you, you know, for business, what is your website information?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to the website, dubjmusic.com, on Instagram, at RealDubJ, on IG. Those are probably the quickest ways to get a hold of me. If you want to get a hold of me, the website and Instagram by far the easiest.
All right. You heard that right here on Faces of Success Radio. And I have another question for you, and that would be, how do you feel about today's industry?
I mean, the industry today is, it's a lot different than it was coming up. And, you know, I've been in both and have active in both. And, you know, I do miss the old, the ways it used to be. I miss the days of, you know, putting together an album and getting out there with the PPDs and everything. I mean, the industry today is less about quality product, less about, you know, an album even. It's all about singles, and then even less about the music, right? The industry today is all about that online clout, how many followers you have, how many likes you have. And that's the part I don't love about the industry today is the popularity contest. I'm all about, you know, making good music and timeless music that will last. Because I don't feel like the state we're in right now is something that's going to last. I think we'll be looking back. I feel like this is almost the disco era all over again, right? We're going to look back on this era in 20 years and be like, what were we thinking with some of the stuff going on today? But it is what it is, and you got to adapt with the times. So, you know, we adapt, but we still try to stay true to the roots of just make good music. Right? I don't really try to follow the trends of what everybody else is doing. But, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that.
And what would you say to someone trying to become an entertainer today?
I mean, just believe in yourself and do, you know, be true to yourself and don't try to mimic the other stuff. Like I was just saying, don't try too hard to mimic the other stuff. Just stay true to your own craft. The most important thing as an artist today is to build that fan base from the ground up, right? Even if it's only your first 1,000 people, right? Build that solid fan base from the ground up, and don't try to use cheat codes. And there's a lot of artists out there that try to, you know, buy fake streams and fake followers and fake this and that. Don't fall for the trap. Just build up from the ground up, build your following, build a loyal fan base, and can build that solid fan base. Like, they'll stick with you. You just keep growing it from there.
Does your family, your parents, children, do they support you in your music career?
Yeah, my wife definitely does. My kids are kind of oblivious to it. You know, they're just like, they hear it and they're just like, ah, whatever. But the rest of the family and stuff like that, like, they everybody's supportive, absolutely supportive. They're just kind of, they've seen it for so long. It's like, you know, you see that all the time with, you know, actors and everybody else who, like, to them, you're just bad. Like, they, you know.
So if someone was interested in booking you, would they need to go through you, or do you have a manager?
Yeah, I mean, questions like that, I mean, you can definitely go directly through me, and I'll get that through. I mean, you can go right through IG. You can, again, there's a form on the website. You can hit that form up. It really depends on kind of what state things are in, you know, of how busy I am. But if you go through the website and stuff like that, like, you'll get a response. No problem.
So for our listeners today that are listening, is there anything that you would want the listeners to know about you that may not be listed on your website?
I mean, not really. I mean, just check out the music. It's all about the music, and you know, we're really trying to put out good music out there. So you know, hit up the website, hit up, you know, Spotify, just, you know, give the music a chance, give the music a listen, you know, follow along, follow the journey. There's always some interesting stuff happening on our side. So, you know, that's what I would tell, you know, any of your listeners out there, is just, you know, take a look at the music.
Okay, well, let's talk about Enough. What inspired you to start that organization?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Enough is Enough movement basically got started up right after, you know, when we did the Wish I Could record to, you know, raise awareness for gun violence in Toronto. We wanted something that would last a little bit longer. You know, myself and the other artists on the record, we wanted something that would last longer than a song. So, you know, we pulled together our resources and whatnot and put this organization together, Enough is Enough. And what its main purpose was at first was really bringing awareness around the gun problem in Toronto nationally, because, you know, like I said, I'm 45 minutes outside of Toronto, and when I would leave Toronto, nobody outside of Toronto knew how bad the problem was out there. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. So I was like, you know what, with all of our fan bases and whatnot, if we pull together our resources, we got the record as well, that we, the Wish I Could record, you know, we could really bring awareness to this. And then, you know, we started linking up with, you know, other grassroots organizations in the city. You know, I'm not experienced at that. I'm not experienced at you know, being a grassroots kind of organization like that. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in that field. But what we are good at is marketing and promo. And we felt we could bring light to this. We could bring attention to this. And then we could bring people to our site and give them access to all of these resources going on in the city. So, you know, they might live in a certain neighborhood that they want to, you know, help out, and we have all those resources available. So, and it's been doing great. It's been doing really good. We've brought a lot of attention to it. You know, we've started raising funds. We've done, you know, resume and job readiness workshops with the artists. We've had artists on this record, you know, that are living the life and in the same shoes as some of these kids. We've had them, you know, hold sessions and whatnot, Zoom sessions because of the pandemic, but some successful sessions with the artists, and you know, everything's going in a real good direction right now. So we're proud of everything that's going on with this.
And so what would you say to a gang member that wants to get out of a gang right now, that would like to be a part of your organization?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? It's not, I don't think it's always as easy as that. It's just like, you know, we're trying to just get the energy focused in a positive way, you know, out here. And, you know, especially in the hip-hop community and whatnot, like, you don't got to do, you know, it's not embarrassing to have a job, and you don't got to kill people for clout and, you know, all of that. You don't got to do all that stuff, you know, and there's a lot of talent out here, and we're trying to get, you know, get these kids focused on the music. Let's make good music. Let's get you, we have access to studios. Let's get you in the studio. Let's, you know, let's do some meaningful things and just shift the energy the other way.
All right. And so, you know, would you one more time give your website information for our listeners, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the music side, dubjmusic.com. If you're interested in reading and hearing more about the Enough is Enough movement, that's enoughisenoughto.com. And then Instagram, it's at the real Dub J. And then Enough is Enough on Instagram is at enoughisenoughto.
All right. You heard it right here on Faces of Success Radio, right here in the studio. We have veteran music producer Dub J with us. I want to thank you very, very much, Dub J, for being a guest on our show today. We wish you very well with everything that you're trying to bring into the community, and just keep your head up and stay strong. If there's anything that we could ever do out here in Nevada in support of what you're doing, we are very, very well connected, so we would love to be able to support you, especially when it comes to Enough is Enough. That is something that we exercise heavily here in Nevada with several other organizations. So, again, I just want to say thank you for being a guest on my show. My name is DJ Johnson, Pearl Johnson at that. So I want to thank you, and you have a good day, sir.
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary. Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama.
Lady, place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry. Cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless. But all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs. And even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. Hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you.
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.